Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, that's a lot of crumbs. Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing?
Well, Kevin, I tried to get a doctor's appointment today. They said they couldn't see me until February 23rd.
What?
But they said the 9 o'clock or 3 o'clock appointment. So I said 3.
Hold on.
So that I wouldn't invade on the show.
Do you have the greatest doctor in the world? They're like, we're not really available for almost 5 months.
My doctor retired. And so now I have to find a new doctor. And he suggested these doctors, but they're like, you're not as important as your other doctor thought you were. So.
Oh.
So
he was also Adrian's uncle, so that was kind of cool. Like, I could get in anytime I needed to, and now they're treating me like a regular patient.
But your new doctor is like is it the Galleria Santa or the North Park Santa? You have to be there like 8 hours ahead of time to get that picture. Well, congratulations to Corey for having perhaps the nation's best doctor.
I'm a little concerned. Do I need to go to the ER, though? That's the question now, like, since the doctor can't see me.
What's wrong?
Never mind. Let's go on to Alec. What are you up to, Alec?
You know, I've actually had the same issue, too, where my doctor retired, and now I'm trying to find a new one.
Yes.
And remember when I messed up my back in the gym
a
couple months ago?
Yes.
I tried to get a new doctor to look at that, and there's one right down the street from my house. I was like, okay, cool. They did the same thing to me. We can see you in probably 2 or 3 months. I'm like, oh, well, that's not cool.
Help.
So I went to urgent care instead.
That can be rather expensive.
Oh, okay. Well, what a...
So I'll wait the 5 months.
I don't know if that is the best idea.
It's okay.
No, I don't think that's the best idea.
Just blood in places I didn't expect blood is all I'm saying.
Oh. All right. Well, we're not going back to what happened in that crosstalk. We're moving ahead. All right. Stick around because coming up at noon, we're going to do something a little different. I know people amped up for the Cowboys. We're going to do the Baseball Power Hour with Jared Sandler. But right now... let's talk, of course, about the Dallas Cowboys getting ready for those winless New York Jets. Can you go ahead and give me cut number 13, and we'll start to scout the Jets.
Crowding the line here. They do bring pressure. Fields launching to the end zone again. Jump ball. Garrett Wilson. Touchdown.
Now, as you can probably... it's so weird. Now people are making comparisons for how long they've had to wait for tickets for concerts and stuff. I don't think that is like exactly the same thing.
I like it though.
I hope the Jonas Brothers goes well. All right. So for the Jets, as you can imagine, as their record would reflect, they have a lot of problems going into this game. Not to say that the Cowboys don't have a lot of problems as well, but I want to throw this bigger picture problem out about the Jets. They hold the worst record in the NFL over the last 10 years at 56 and 109. And if you don't think that's particularly relevant for this year, fair enough, where the Jets are 0-4.
Okay. All right.
But they got run by Buffalo. The other three games, though, they lost by a combined 10 points. So they have been competitive in these games against teams like Tampa, teams like Pittsburgh, that maybe you have varying degrees of expectation. I know people don't particularly have degrees of expectation on Miami, but in the games that they were were close in, some of them were against better opponents. So perhaps a little bit better than your run-of-the-mill 0-4 team would be.
Yeah.
I guess is what I'll say.
Okay.
I'm not saying they're good.
They do things, though, that the Cowboys are bad at.
True.
Defensively, which is a lot of things. They have a running quarterback.
That's true.
And that's usually a bad thing for the Cowboys.
So let's talk about that. Justin Fields, he had a 43-yard touchdown run on Monday night. That was the fourth 40-plus-yard TD run of his career, which is scary because you go back to, it's still the Philly game, right? That has Cowboys fans on edge about the running quarterback for this season, is it not?
Yeah, but, I mean, Kevin, go back to the last 2 years, it feels like. You know, it is about the Cowboys' talent and pursuit up front, it's Daniel Jones tore us up. Like, there were lots of nights where we'd
Josh
come
Allen
in,
has done it.
Other days we'd come in and we'd just be like, dude, the running quarterback. And it seemed like any time a running quarterback was coming up, that was our first concern.
Right.
And this hasn't changed anything. Russell Wilson could have done a lot more. He was like, why should I do that? I can just throw it deep. Caleb Williams could have.
Sure.
Decided to just throw it deep over everybody.
Well, and that is daunting if a quarterback's not like, how will I beat you, but by which method will I choose to take advantage of your deficiencies on defense? Well, let's go back to Justin Fields. So I told you about the long touchdown run. He has four 40-plus yard TD runs in his career. That's tied with Lamar Jackson and Cordell Stewart for the most by any quarterback in NFL history.
You can break one off.
Yes. And so I think that is going to be a primary concern, is not only how he can beat you with his legs, but will he beat you with a lengthy score? Fields has 259 yards rushing so far this season. That is first among quarterbacks, but also 15th among all players.
Oh, wow.
So it's not quite traditionally like Lamar Jackson level, but still scary for a team defense and the Cowboys that have struggled to steal off the edges, particularly against quarterbacks.
Now, one of the positives is Justin Fields does not have much success passing.
That is fair.
Against anybody, really, but against us specifically, too. So the Cowboys can probably feel pretty confident there, but again, because their pass defense has been so poor,
yes,
you have to do something about that. Jordan Love doesn't like, he would rather throw the ball than take off running. So like that and that was very evident last week. Justin Fields would rather take off running than throw the ball. So
I could see
where is the balance of how you cover and then how you come back and make sure that he doesn't get any more yards of that first down that's a backbreaker.
So are you curious if they will dare Justin Fields then to beat the Cowboys with his arm?
Yeah. I think
would that be your strategy? I would rather you try to defeat us with your arm than defeat us with your legs.
Yes.
Okay.
It would be my strategy. But Kevin, because the defense has been so bad stopping anybody from throwing on them, I think that Eberflus is like, I have to do everything I can to figure this out.
Yeah.
And maybe whenever his guys are completely healthy, he'll feel more comfortable playing more man. If Diggs and Bland fully recover from this, and obviously when Revel gets back and just dominates and takes over. But whenever those two are completely healthy, I wonder if he goes, okay, now I feel comfortable sticking in this man. We're done with the zone. We'll flash zone here and there.
In the fantasy purposes, are we starting Dak against the Jets or Fields against Dallas? I would definitely start Dak against
anybody.
The Jets. That probably is true for a variety of reasons. But we can dive more into that tomorrow as well. If you are so inclined to be involved in such plays, I think the over-under might be of fascination when it comes to this game because the Jets defense has some issues as well. But let's talk about the primary issues that have really collapsed the Jets so far this year. Turnovers and penalties. Turnovers and penalties. The calling cards of subpar teams, right? Don't you think that's fair to say? If there's a subpar team out in the world, there's probably a decent shot turnovers and penalties are problematic for them.
If they're a subpar team, discipline is probably the first thing. What comes from lack of discipline? Those two things.
Yeah.
Your penalties are going to happen because you're not disciplined enough to stop yourself from hitting somebody when you shouldn't. You're not disciplined enough to stay in your stance until the ball is supposed to be snapped. And whenever you say, I should just throw this ball away.
Yes.
And then you decide to throw it to another team.
Yes.
Or your running back isn't disciplined enough to hold on to the ball. Yes. Those things come from lack of discipline. And those are two huge factors.
For the Jets, would you like to start with turnovers or penalties?
Let's go turnovers.
All right, turnovers. You can look directly at that Miami game on Monday night and say they lost that game because of turnovers and penalties, and I would make an argument that turnovers were the bigger deal. All right, so let's start with Braylon Allen, who, of course, then left the game with an injury. He had a fumble that looked like it was going to go to the end zone. Instead, the Dolphins punch the ball out and then move 96 yards the other way to take a lead. All right. Jets fumbled again on the next possession and then the opening kickoff out of the second half. They fumbled on that possession as well, which gave the Dolphins another scoring opportunity. That swung the win probability 29% in that game. Really? So I think you can look directly at that last game. Again, not against a good team in the Dolphins either. And the turnovers really killed them. And then factor in that the Jets don't turn the ball over. Like, I mean, their defense doesn't force turnovers. As for the penalties, the Jets had 13 penalties for 101 yards. Now, I'm going to warn people for your watch.
Is that a lot?
Yes, it is. But just wait till you hear the next number. I'm going to warn people for Sunday when they listen right here on the Fan or watch the game. The Cowboys were called for 11 penalties against the Packers. So you have a matchup with two teams who in their last game combined had 24 penalties for 196 yards. So
feels like it should be a lot more than yards.
Okay.
I don't know. It feels like it should be like 460 yards.
So what is that? Like eight-ish
yards
per penalty?
That's not too bad at all.
So probably not a lot of pass interference penalties. So if you're looking for a lot of like pre-snap penalties or holding penalties, well, this might be the game for you. And Aaron Glenn was really upset about it. He goes, look, very disappointing. There is no way you can win any game with 13 penalties and three turnovers. And so supposedly he had an even fierier speech in the locker room to get after the Jets. So I don't know what impact that particularly is going to make. But if you're looking for somewhere where you can take advantage of the Jets have done a really good job of fumbling themselves. And then we talked about the really dark quote from Breece Hall yesterday.
Yeah, poor Breece Hall.
I mean, that wasn't a really intense
quote.
That was
a weird way to end a sentence too, Kevin.
Yes, it was.
Can I throw something into the conversation here? Do you think the George Pickens Sauce Gardner matchup is going to be fun?
Yes, I'm very excited about that. And, you know, Sauce Gardner said something that I have not done the research on this whatsoever, but did you see like his proclamation, I guess, about officiating?
Did he roll out a scroll in his proclamation?
I'm sorry, I did probably overhype that. He just made a statement. Like, it wasn't, but if he did, I would be inclined to probably, listen to that a little bit more. He said that he thinks sometimes the officiating is tougher on the Jets and maybe more specifically on him because they lose. And so he kind of compared that to, like, in the past, teams like the Chiefs. And he put out this, like, kind of general assertion that teams that are winning get fewer penalties. Not that they're winning because they're getting fewer penalties. He's saying they start getting penalized less because they're winning teams. And he feels like the Jets, therefore, get penalized more off of the idea of, your team's not good. You're probably doing something wrong. Flag.
That could be a possibility.
It is. I have not researched that.
You could also be poor, discipline.
Look, the cause and effect could work the other way.
Playing against an opponent that's that much better could be
absolutely
the factor. Well, I wanted to throw this into that then. last year, Sauce Gardner versus George Pickens. 5 receptions, 111 yards, and a touchdown.
Wow.
Often when Sauce was covering Pickens.
Because Sauce is a phenomenal cornerback. That's impressive.
After that game, George Pickens said, I wouldn't say it's extra special. A lot of guys are good around the league. It's a lot of good players. Just because we're playing him doesn't mean you get super, super excited. I want to do that to every DB.
And okay.
I love that mentality.
Yes.
But he basically said that Sauce wasn't that special, is what I heard there.
I mean, look, I get it. If you, I don't know if I'd say torch, but if you have a really good game against somebody like that, I understand how you might want to
hopefully
celebrate.
You can say the same thing after this one.
Yeah,
but that's not that special. But
Sauce is a really good player, but George Pickens is coming off in a phenomenal effort, and if he's able to have another phenomenal effort against Sauce, then
when you said that, I thought that you were saying it as George Pickens, and you were saying George Pickens did this.
No, he does this,
and I was like, oh man, Kevin's talking as George Pickens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the third person.
I will try to announce when I do an athlete recreation in the third person.
Yeah, I like it.
I will try to make that announcement ahead of time. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to do some NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
Prescott under center, back looking, over the middle into the end zone. Hung on, Ferguson. First touchdown since the Truman administration. Touchdown, Ferguson, and the Cowboys have regained the lead over Green Bay.
Upon fact-checking that, we believe it was the Biden administration that he scored that touchdown in. Right now, we're going to do some NFL overreaction or reality, and I'm going to start with this. NFL overreaction or reality. The play of George Pickens on Sunday night makes you think the Cowboys can cope without CeeDee Lamb.
1,000%. Now, here's the thing. I've seen, and I think everybody out there is going to say, hey, Corey, pump the brakes a little bit. If you paid attention to George Pickens in Pittsburgh, where he didn't have a really good quarterback, do we agree on
sure.
that?
Yes.
he had inconsistent numbers and he had inconsistent moments. We saw the drop the other night. We've seen drops before. That's going to happen.
At least with that drop, it felt like a common trope of I looked ahead and down the field for my open space.
And those are the
It's still agitating, but I get that a little bit.
It's a weakness
more.
For every receiver. Yes. I think it was a Cincinnati game last year. He disappeared. And I was like, whoa, there were targets in his direction. He did not fare well. Drops were a big deal. And so I think that's the version of Pickens that we can get. They schemed wide open passes for him. Then they also said, go win a ball. And he did. So these are the two things that I know he can do very well. And I think they can continue to scheme that. Now, the problem is, actually, it's not much of a problem because Dak was really good at it the other night. Dak's got to spread the ball around and not zero in on one guy. And because if the more he does that and the more this run game stays consistent and good and strong, the better off it's going to be because that'll keep the space for him to work in.
Alec, Corey said 1,000% overreaction or reality. The play of George Pickens on Sunday night makes you think the Cowboys can cope without CeeDee Lamb, which hopefully will be shorter than we think.
That's a reality for me. I don't know if I'm 1,000%, maybe like 750%. But I do think that his skill set is 100% good enough to move the ball downfield. And I think that as the weeks go along, and, you know, I've heard the different TV broadcasts even mention it too, after like talking with him and the coaching staff, like he's still learning. Like, obviously he knows the identity of the offense. He knows exactly what they're trying to do, but they had him stuck at the X position when CeeDee was healthy for a reason. They wanted it to be, hey, you're always going to be in this spot.
Right.
You're just going to be running a route or blocking a different way each play. We want to keep you in this spot. Now, you know, it kind of does limit the offense, but now it gives them time to really focus in what he is really good at the X position. So if they can just continue to exploit what he is good at, he's really good at those things that he's known for. All the high pointing, contested catches.
Oh, you saw the high pointing.
Yes, and one thing that I think is underrated just as a skill of a wide receiver in general that he's elite at is the late hands. Whenever he's got contact in front of him,
yeah,
like he flashes those hands up at the absolute last second to try to catch the ball, which makes it infinitely harder on the defensive back in front of him, even if they are covering well. So I think he is good enough, and I think they can cope.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Packers were crowned as the NFC's best team way too early.
Did they crown themselves too early, too?
Because the player's like, we might go undefeated.
Yeah, we got Micah. Look at us. We're going to be fine. And I think they also were like, hey, Christian Watson's coming back. Whether or not he stays healthy for more than 6 minutes in a game, different story. The yes, way too early. And I will say that this league every year has been flipping my mind upside down lately. There are some things that are going to be automatic. Some things that you expect that don't happen. The Bills, I feel, I'm pretty comfortable there. The Ravens are where they are right now. What?
Yeah.
Like, so there are things that kind of flip my mind around, but people wanted to jump on, all right, they have Micah. Jordan Love's back, and he's going to be back to 40 touchdowns. You're right, man. They did, definitely did.
They did it to themselves. They really did, the coaching staff, the players, because I knew they were going to be really good. And after one game, I might have even still rode with that idea that, yeah, they're probably the best in the NFC, probably one of the best in the NFL. But they've shown that the offense can be shut down by decent pass rush. So I do think that they crowned themselves champion a little bit too early.
Okay, let me ask you a bonus question, both of you guys. Based on that phrase that you just used, overreaction or reality, the Packers are really good. I think reality. I'm in the overreaction category now.
Well, okay. Do you think the Lions are really good?
Yes.
Okay. I think the Packers are good. So I'll say that's not a complete overreaction, but I'll say overreaction because...
And yes, I understand what happened in week one.
Really good is... Yeah, no, really good... Watch the Lions right in the last 3 weeks.
Yes.
That's a really good team.
Yes.
But I think the Packers are good. The Cowboys expose some of what they do defensively. They definitely expose that. But their offense was still able to produce against a bad Cowboys team. They couldn't produce against the Browns.
Yeah.
Really good defense. Right. So I think they're good, but not really good.
Yeah, I'm right there with Corey overreaction because I do think a really good team does beat the Browns. I do think they're able to score 21 points, which is a lot against that defense, but it's because they're getting the ball on offense a lot because the opposing offense stinks.
Can I suggest we take a look at something with the Packers as well? This is the second straight week they have been in absolute control of a game and fumbled that lead away. Like a pretty big lead. I think both of them were 13-0 against both of those teams. So just keep an eye out on that.
So they need to score 14 points. Because 13 is not good.
We still need to have a more in-depth conversation about that blocked PAT at some point. All right. Unrelated to football, overreaction or reality, you pay attention to the way actors and actresses drive in movies and it drives you insane. I don't know if you've ever watched this. This is a big pet peeve I have, and then I promise we'll get back to football. They drive as if they're on Lombard Street in San Francisco. They're clearly going straight, yet they're moving their hands up and down.
It's called acting, Kevin.
Okay, but you're going straight.
You have to give the impression that you are that the steering wheel doesn't work like a joystick.
In a chase scene, but when they're just like, yeah, I don't know if we should punish Brad for what he did at school. Like, I don't need that in that scene.
I don't.
But they move their hands crazily.
Are you driving right now? Text in.
No, hold on. Never mind. No.
Never mind. Don't text and drive. I think there's another thing you're not supposed to do and drive.
Drink.
That too? Can't have water while you're driving. Kevin.
Take a look.
I don't think I've ever paid attention to how my hands move on the steering wheel.
They don't move like that.
I just sit there and hold it straight.
Exactly. Because you're just going straight.
But what if my alignment's off? What if one tire is a little flat?
Okay. You know what? I will concede.
It's going to pull.
I will concede in a singular situation. Every person who drives in almost every movie is driving like with their arm. It's like they're jazzercising or something for an old timey reference.
You make that steering wheel look very huge.
Yes.
Too.
That's another thing.
Are the steering wheels oversized
in movies? Their steering wheels in these cars are too big. They're too big. Those are the two things that bother me in movies. Is that and when a husband and wife or really close people are texting for the first time ever. Do they? And they're like, oh, hey, are we doing this or what? And you're like, that's the first text y'all have ever had, huh?
They delete them all the time.
Every single time.
Every time.
With your wife.
I think what drives me nuts is whenever the background in these movies is like the background is closer than it actually should be.
And yeah.
I'm like, what's going on around them does not match the way that they are supposed to be driving that somebody will stare at somebody for a very long time to have a discussion. I'm like, you got to be paying attention to the road right now. What's happening?
From the 940. Sorry, Corey, I can't drive. It's not July 4th.
The
214. What did Brad do at school? And from the 469, Kevin's right. That irritates the hell out of me. Alec, have you ever noticed this? And does it bother you? And then I promise I will return to football.
I've definitely noticed it, but I don't think it bothers me. If anything, it gives me something to laugh at.
Okay.
That's like, again, kind of like how you're like, hey, warning, not related to NFL or anything about the segment we're doing. That's how I am. I'll just laugh about it. And they're like, what's funny? I'm like, look at how he's on the steering wheel. It's stupid.
Thank you. NFL overreaction or reality. The Giants are cursed. So they get a huge win when their brand new rookie quarterback's starting. And it's going to be a feel good week, except, of course, for Malik Nabers is hurt and now out for the season.
Part of me wants to say overreaction because I don't believe in curses because curses aren't real. However, I've said that the Bears have been cursed for like the last 50 years with quarterbacks, maybe even more. Goes back to even Jim McMahon wasn't that good.
That's true.
He was awesome though.
That is a weird dynamic. He was awesome.
Yeah.
But not that good.
Yeah.
And if you're from that time, you totally get it.
Yeah, you get it. So I don't think it's cursed, but because this is the nature of the sport. You're going to have injuries. You're not going to have a completely healthy team, Kevin. I do like this. I want to buy in with you here. It's just I've said things in the past that I can't let, affect.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My future,
Alec.
I think
it's a lot of personal backstory from Corey in that answer. NFL reaction to reality: the Giants are cursed.
Consistent Corey is what I've always called him. I'm gonna say reality because I do believe in curses. I am unlike Corey in that respect, especially in sports. I do think that those things, it's kind of like, you know, the laws of motion. It's just going to continue to go that way. And it feels like ever since the Giants' last real playoff run with Eli, like ever since then, I don't know who irritated the earth, but something is going on with that franchise where they do not get nice things to exist all at one time. You know, you get the new rookie quarterback in, and what happens? The flashy wide receiver one is out for the year.
Yeah.
Like, nothing can ever go consistently well for them at the same time. That team just hates prosperity.
NFL overreaction to reality, you could definitely see the Ravens missing the playoffs. They're 1-3 now. Since 1966, just 11% of the teams that started 1-3 make the playoffs. So that's essentially one out of every nine of them.
I wouldn't have thought that coming into the season, obviously.
For sure.
But at the moment, it definitely is one of those, like, losing Lamar Jackson for, you know, it could be that could be an injury that plagues him for all season.
The last I saw is he could miss 2-3 games, but I think what you said is probably more prominent.
Yeah.
Is
it's going to affect his play.
Maybe he plays, but how good is he?
It'll affect his decisions and who he is completely. Now, maybe it makes him a better quarterback. Maybe it's something that he's like, you know what? I'm going to show everybody how I'm just a passer and I will dump it off instead of taking off running.
Right.
But because he knows if he takes off running, he's going to hurt himself. But I think that's because they've been so poor. I don't know if you know or not, Kevin. No defense has given up more points.
I was aware.
Than the Baltimore Ravens.
The Cowboys are really close.
I mean, the gap is enormous.
No, it's
them
1 point.
Other teams. So I think that I think like they just don't have the team to sustain it right now. But this could be a great opportunity for if let's say it is Cooper Rush that steps in because Lamar Jackson needs a couple games. Now you lean heavily on Derrick Henry and hope he doesn't fumble.
Yeah.
But you now you lean heavily on him and he says, I got this. So that could be an option too.
It's sadly a reality because I had them atop the AFC, but they've just shown that no lead is safe enough for them. They've shown that no string of consistent drives and complimentary football is good enough, and they've shown that no amount of talent is good enough right now just because everybody is so beat up on that defense specifically. You're without your quarterback now for at least a few games, it sounds like. Again, another team that seems to hate prosperity because this team, unlike the Giants a question ago, they actually have everything. They have all the tools. They have everything in front of them. They just can't execute in the way that you expect. So it's difficult, but you know, I do think that they could miss out this year.
Man, that is a blistering takedown of the Ravens, especially since I think pretty much everything that you said is exactly right. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. We got a quartet of game ones, and who is going to win all the awards next on The Fan?
Swing and a line drive, ripped right field, back, gone! Leadoff homer! Shohei Ohtani, a low liner over the right field fence. And just like that, the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Selfish self-promotion here. I love that play because I went higher on Shohei Ohtani to have 1.5 hits, RBIs, and runs. And in the first at bat, he hit that part of a three-play. Aaron Judge, Ellie De La Cruz, boom, 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 right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. I know we were watching the Tigers-Guardians game here. Was that the game that kept your particular attention yesterday? Was there another game you focused in on? I know Bob Nightingale said it was going to be the Red Sox and the Yankees. I did end up seeing a lot of the Dodgers-Reds game, even though it was lopsided most of the way.
Yeah, for a second, Kevin, I know we left here yesterday with the game on.
Right.
But for a second there, my brain just, I was like, man, there's nothing on tonight.
Yeah.
Because locally, there was nothing of true interest.
Right.
So
right.
I had to, but then I went, oh, crap. And then Carter had a football game. So I had to kind of keep track of everything through that. But yeah, man, that Red Sox Yankees outcome and that 454-foot home run from Shohei Ohtani, those were the two things that lit up my night, man.
Yeah, and Shohei Ohtani was outstanding, led the Dodgers to victory. The Reds made a brief push that made it feel like it could be interesting, and then the bottom of the half of the eighth, I want to say, the Dodgers tag back on two runs to let you know that the game really was over. They take a 1-0 lead in that best of three series.
Is Skubal the best pitcher in baseball?
Man, it is. It's hard to argue against that. Yesterday, he was ridiculous. Now, in hindsight, it looks like even having a foolish discussion, but somebody asked about pushing on Underdog with their Skubal going higher than 7.5 strikeouts, and they went from $780 to $1,400 off of that. And we're like, yeah, I don't know. That's a lot of money, blah, blah. He had that by the fifth inning, I believe. He went on to throw 7 2/3, 14 strikeouts in that game. Unbelievable.
I love, and we've seen like Nate Eovaldi in big games change.
Yes.
You know, like you see a guy all season, you're like, okay, he does this. And then it's like, hey, we need you to go out there, pitch 8 innings of scoreless baseball and maybe save the entire bullpen. They're like, got you. And then they turn it up just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see the best pitcher say, oh, the moment is huge. Let me make a statement for my team about what I plan to do for the rest of the way.
Hey, and they really did need it because Gavin Williams was phenomenal yesterday for the Guardians as well. But Skubal ends up tying a 53-year-old Detroit postseason record. They get the 2-1 win. And all of a sudden, a lot of pressure on Cleveland today as it is a win or go home game two for them. Now, let's go to the Yankees and the Red Sox. This game had a crazy finish. And when I say crazy, it had literally never happened in the history of postseason baseball, which I did not realize until after the fact. I was just like, man, Yankees, you got to think you got to score in that situation. Although I was glad they didn't, because I cannot find a scenario in which I want to root for the Yankees. The Red Sox win that game 3-1. Part of the reason the Yankees became the first team in MLB postseason history to have the bases loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth, not score a run, and lose the game.
Really?
It's never happened.
Why?
Ever.
Why?
I just think...
Why has it never happened?
I would say the logic of it's tough to keep someone from scoring. Not impossible, of course, but tough to keep somebody from scoring when they have the bases loaded and there's no outs. I would say it's even tougher when that team is a playoff team. And I would say it's even tougher when it's the bottom of the ninth inning and you kind of feel like the game's probably on the line.
Is Aroldis Chapman good?
Yes. He has had a phenomenal season, magically. Who knows why that is?
Because he's a very big, strong man who throws very
fast.
Yes,
he is very,
Kevin,
very big.
I have a question.
He throws very fast.
I have a question regarding his strikeout stance. When he strikes somebody out, because he's a lefty, he's coming over to the right side and he stares down the dugout and
Man, by the way, take a look at Scooble's victory pose yesterday. Yes. That's pretty intense too.
It is a showman's kind of thing.
Yeah.
And as much as you guys love wrestling because of the dude on the microphone,
sure,
the moves,
the like pageantry.
There's so much more than just, sure, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
did
I agree.
You see what he did with his full Nelson?
Yes.
And that's,
I agree with that.
I love that part of sports.
Me too.
I hate when a cornerback does no whenever he did nothing. Like, we hate that. But when you do something special and you back it up and you do something, I love those kind of celebrations.
Yeah,
just like Scooble's.
I agree. And like most scenarios you'll find that Aroldis Chapman is in is a high stakes situation.
Oh, so for sure. Yeah.
You can understand.
And especially when it's against the Yankees.
Yes, absolutely.
If I can't root against the Astros in these playoffs, I will root against the Yankees.
Agreed. Agreed. Now, this one might hurt you to hear just a little bit because this guy used to be on our team. Go ahead and give me cut number three because the Cubs got back-to-back home runs.
Kelly with a high drive to center field. Merrill is back. Sheets at the wall. And this one's gone. The Cubs smash out of their slumber with back-to-back home runs in the fifth.
Now, the Cubs would go on to win that game 3-1. But if you want to talk about teams that are really slumbering, well, for the Cubs, that was their first postseason win in 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of wild, right?
I didn't even realize that.
But the Padres, in the last 33 innings in the postseason, the Padres have scored one run. One.
That was yesterday.
Yes, that is correct.
Because yesterday's score was 3-1.
That is.
So based on your facts, Kevin.
Look at that. Nothing gets past Corey, the machine majors.
No, don't say that. I don't want. There's somebody else that has that nickname.
No, but see, unlike
the sports
that
machine.
Unlike that person, I gave you that nickname. You didn't make it up for yourself. All right. So, but like, seriously, if you're San Diego, you have to go into this and you're like, well, our backs are against the wall and we score one run. That's probably not going to cut it. Dylan Cease or no. And then also you wonder if their front office is already thinking, what 18 trades can I make once we lose this game and we have to reboot the team yet again?
That is true. Crow Armstrong had no hits. Three strike. He's a person,
sure,
I'm following.
Sure.
Because he was an all-star. He had a great season. He made some special plays in the outfield. And I know you were all over him early, too.
Yeah.
So it was that's tough for him.
I mean, look, you're going to depend on him to help get you through. One thing I would say about PCA is the last 2 months of the season.
Struggle.
He really did struggle because it looked like for a while, and I know Schwarber kind of moved into that void, but it looked like Pete Crow Armstrong might be able to make a run toward Shohei for MVP. And like, he just fell off the map. That did not end up being a thing, and good for Schwarber, but I think we all think it's going to be Ohtani that's going to win MVP again.
Real quick, Kevin, somebody texted in, just got pulled over for texting y'all, and I told the cop that Corey told me to do so. He said Tolo, then gave me a ticket.
Oh, man. That story had a huge M. Night Shyamalan turn
well,
in it.
I think what I appreciate about that police officer Tolo right there is that he did his job.
He did.
You know, he didn't show favoritism to anybody, but we would like to enforce that being a Tolo does have perks. So if he can help us out, police officers.
Yeah.
Police are on their way, mofos.
Also, how often do police give out those driving and texting tickets? I remember when that came down.
You really want to test it?
No, I don't. But that was going to be like the biggest thing in the world. Like, this is going to change driving. And then it felt not that long and everyone was like, never mind.
I just started this year. I'm sorry.
Two weeks ago. Not texting and driving.
Texting via talking.
Oh.
Talk to text.
Okay.
Don't like it.
Is it because you have to over-enunciate everything? Because Jess will do that and she's like, tell them I will be there at 3 p.m., period.
And then it writes out period, and you're like, son of a gun!
It's a weird deal. All right. Of the games today, how many of these series do you think continue? So, like, all of them, game two, it follows, I believe, the exact same time schedule as yesterday. You had two home teams win, two road teams win, if I have that correctly. How many of these series continue?
I think Boston and New York will continue.
I could see that.
I don't think Detroit and Cleveland will.
See, I'll say it will, but that might be personal bias. I like the Cleveland story.
I think Ladd and Sin. I think the lads are going to win that one today, 2-0.
Okay.
Chicago. So I'm going to say three of them are going to continue.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Spicy. But another quartet.
Hold on. Two of them are going to continue. Two of them are going to be done.
Okay. Another quartet of playoff baseball games today. And I think that is super exciting. Sorry, I did not get to talk about the award winners and whatnot. Perhaps we'll pick that up tomorrow. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Next.
Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Plus, we got some Mavs and Wings news next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.